for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC CHC Service Coordination. My name's Libby. This is a recorded line. How can I assist?
Hi, Libby. This is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I was calling about one of my patients. I wanted to know if you had them listed and you have a service coordinator assigned to them.
Yeah, I'm happy to check that. I need to get their information first, and then I'll get yours. What's their date of birth, please?
Sure. It's 1181.
And their last name?
Moscufo. M-O-S-C-U-F-O.
First name?
Rocky.
And what's your name?
Abigail.
And you're calling from Family First Care?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a home health agency?
Yeah, it's a home care agency.
And you said your name's Abigail?
Mm-hmm.
Abigail,
yeah.
Just bear with me one moment. And what's a good callback number for you?
267-551-7438.
267-551-7438?
Correct.
Do you have an extension?
No, that's my direct line.
Do you have tax ID? Or an MPI number?
Yeah, I have a tax ID. It's
822-843-555. 822-843-555?
Correct.
Thank you. And can you verify the address and phone number for Rocky?
Yes. Just a second. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's 410 Locust Street, Coopersville. Phone number is 570-637-3476.
Can you give me the ID number? Or do you have another phone number?
Medicaid ID?
Sure.
Which? The Medicaid ID?
Yes, please.
260-121-3776.
So according to my notes, he is termed on September 30th, 2025.
With what? He got his waiver, correct?
So I'm just showing that Medicaid termed. I'm not the county assistance office. I don't have access to a lot of the other records. I'm just showing that it termed on September 30th, 2025.
Meaning he wasn't approved?
We have nothing to do with approval. It's showing that it ended.
The insurance has been stopped September, you're saying?
September 30th, yes. When people have Medicaid, that all the approval and applying and renewal, that all goes through the county assistance office. So we're not going to necessarily see why someone doesn't have it. It's just showing me that they termed on the 30th.
Of September, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you see if there was any other insurances that they were covered by?
I wouldn't be able to speak to that because we're not the other insurance company. We're just, the county. We're just Community Health Choices. I can't give out any information or anything. And I can't even guarantee any information I have would be correct. So if he needs to get, he may have to renew. I don't know if he lost eligibility, but all those questions would go through the county assistance office.
Okay. Fine. So I'm going to contact them. Thank you, though.
Anything else?
That's all. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling UPMC, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.